You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Think back to the last time you were watching a movie or TV show set in the past, and one of the characters made a phone call. Well, it's quite possible the phone they were using came from Wisconsin. That's because Galesville, Wisconsin is home to what's most likely the world's largest collection of antique phones, something that got the attention of Hollywood producers as it grew over the last 50 years. Now, its owners are looking to get out of the collecting business and find a new home for their probably hundreds of thousands of phones. Ron Knappen is the co-owner of Phone Co. Inc. in Galesville, along with his wife, Mary. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How did you first get started, you and Mary get started collecting phones?
Well, basically, and the roots go way back to where I was quite an accumulator of antiques, and that goes back to when I was about eight or nine years old, hauling stuff in home from the dump. But starting in phones was actually while I was still teaching school, and I was moonlighting by being an actual true picker for other dealers. And I had a friend that would refinish old wooden wall phones very nicely, and he'd sell them to me for $25 a piece, and then I would sell them for $30. And I went to see him one time when we were down in near Galesburg, Illinois, where he lived, and I ended up buying all the collectible phones that I had the money for, and had spent all our savings, which Mary thinks was around $400. Seemed like to me it was around $250. And we hauled those phones home. I was a little nervous about wanting to get my money back. She was, too, because we had little kids and the bank payments for a house. And so an old house we had fixed up in Melrose, Wisconsin. And so I sent an ad off to the Antique Trader Weekly, came out on January, I think it was the 6th, 1972, and I realized a lot of results from that ad. I was dumbfounded. I was on the phone an hour every night for a week, and I knew where there were a lot of old phones. They had just been taking them out of the houses, and some of them were being destroyed. And there was a fellow in Wittenberg, Wisconsin, Ray Peterson, ran the phone company. He had a lot of interesting stuff. He had the mouthpieces that screw into these old phones. That's a funnel shape. He had them different colors, like red and green and porcelain and clear glass. And I bought all that stuff as much as I could financially and put in an old station wagon. And then the collectors started repeating purchasing from us. And that's pretty much kind of a general survey of how we were starting in on the business. After about a year of that, it got a little bit more than what I could handle part-time, so I made a choice to either quit that or quit teaching. And my natural instinct is wheeling and dealing and being an adventuresome person into the past. That surveys it right there, adventure into the past. And I enjoy it very much. I really enjoyed going into attics of old houses and buying stuff in old stores and things like that years ago.
And Ron, I bet you got a crash course in phone history, right? You've learned a lot about how phones have changed over time.
Well, I've done 7 books. The last book I put together on this was 2,200 pages. It was the 7th book I put together on telephone history. Yeah, I enjoy sharing this with other people.
Yeah. What's the oldest phone you've had in your possession at some point?
Well, I'm sure there is one out there that would have been dated around 1878 or 1880, but it's hard to tell because they didn't date them, of course. And there are peculiarities to these things that you can help identify them. But by and large, I think 1892 is we still have a number of those hanging around, either a couple wall phones, the 1892 version, and it could have been made in 1895. They stayed the same for a while.
If I looked at one of these, would I know it was a phone? I mean, did it look like something we'd recognize as a phone today?
Oh, yes, yes. They've got a place to talk, and they've got a place, the thing to listen over, so that nails it down right there.
We're talking to Ron Knappen. He's a collector of antique phones from Galesville, co-founder of Phone Co. Inc., which he manages with his wife, Mary. And you, I understand you and your team now have, you don't just get these phones and sell them. You, in many cases, refurbish them, get them as close to working condition as you can. Is that right?
Well, that lately here, we've been straying away from that because the overhead is so high in running a business like this, so it's so labor intensive, that we've avoided a few of those steps because a lot of people just want to hang them on the wall. They don't care if they work or not because they're using cell phones anyway.
Who's collecting these phones? What kind of people are out there getting these? Is it, I'm a collector, I've got like 50 phones, or is it, I want that one phone I had when I was a kid?
You got them both. It's a variety. But collectors have seemed like they've been diminished, not as many people coming in to that arena now where they like to have one of each different type. That's been dropping off, and it's kind of sad. It's a gloom and doom thing. And there aren't many young people. It's the same way with polka dancing. You see fewer and fewer people, young people doing it. But then now there may be a kind of a new start on some of this stuff where there's just a few people. You'll see them in the antique malls, young people now and then, more lately than you did maybe about 5 years ago. It just depends. There are certain people that want to collect one of each type, and for some reason there's an antique telephone in their memory, and they end up having actually a small collection, or they just want one phone to remind them of their childhood when they used a prince's phone or something like that.
Now, you get calls, you've gotten calls over the years from Hollywood, you and Mary, to provide phones, right, for settings, for historical movies. What kind of things have you helped them out with?
Mary, could you answer this question about the movies? What kind of phones did you help them out with? I'm going to ask Mary. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we can put Mary on.
You want to get on, do you? Yeah.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. There's a variety of phones. We're just now sending a 500 set, which is a basic phone from the 70s, rotary phone, to Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is, I think,
a big TV show, yeah.
TV show, yeah. And so we send periodically to them. And then a lot of the movies will require, like, your office phones, your call directors, and your multi-line phones. So we send, and I can't name off the movies because I don't go to movies. I don't have time to go to movies and watch TV. So, but I know I always remember some of the first ones we sent phones to, and it was like Eight Men Out and Fried Green Tomatoes. Some of those old ones, I can remember those.
Have you ever watched one of those movies and watched for your phones showing up?
No, but whenever you see a movie and you do see those phones, we say, well, we got that, or maybe we sold them that, or, you know.
And Ron mentioned earlier, starting with a station wagon, that station wagon got a trailer later. Now what, you've got a warehouse full of phones?
Yeah, we have several buildings full with phones.
Oh, more than one building.
Semi-trailers in our backyard. But, you know, people are still picking up phones and needing parts, like for their wood wall phones, so they're ordering a lot of parts. We have people come to our shop that need parts, and they're digging them out of their attic, like, oh, I know, I've got that phone somewhere. So they go dig it out, and they find out that the crank is missing or the mouthpiece is missing or something. So they're ordering parts like that. So, and then there's people who are sending us phones to fix up, whether they're Bakelites or plastics or what have you there. They're sending up to a candlestick.
Amir, I have one more question. You can handle this one, or you can hand it off to Ron if you want. I understand you and Ron are looking to get out of the phone business now.
Yeah,
are you hoping somebody?
I think we should.
Okay. Are you hoping somebody picks up the tradition of being the phone person from Wisconsin?
Well, that would be a dream. Yeah, you know, and we help them out a lot. Okay, Ron's waving his hand. He wants to talk here.
Thanks, Mary.
You mentioned the inventory.
Yeah.
And it's quite fast. There's 29 semi-trailers in our backyard full of old telephones. They're jammed underneath them. They're in the pine tree out here in a pine row. There's actually five properties that we own in the area, and four of them have quite a few phones in them. I would say you had semi-trailers, you wanted to haul them away, you'd take about 64 of them. I'd take them out of the 29 that are in the backyard here and six more on another property. So it's actually cumbersome, difficult to manage, and if we walk away from it, we still have an overhead, which is difficult to keep up with on Social Security.
Mm. And, Ron, do you have a couple favorite phones, you know, that are in your house that you just you love and you have them up on display?
Well, mostly there's two Ericsson wall phones that are 1892 versions out in the barn that I'd like to complete, that I think those deserve a tremendous amount of regard. I have I turned down one of those one time. I think she ended up getting $1,600 for it. I didn't feel I could afford it, and I kept these around thinking I'd fix them up. Never. In the house here, there's one walnut reproduction that I saved back because the grain was so pretty. Now, that's about it. I think an Eiffel Tower phone deserves preserving here, especially them that are pretty ornately decorated. Yep.
Well, I guess I better ask, what are you talking to me on right now?
I'm talking to you on a user-friendly, just a regular, Panasonic. Yeah, they never made phones very well for a while, but now they're pretty good quality. They'll last a while.
Ron, thanks a lot. Tell Mary thanks for me, and good luck as you're trying to sell off your collection.
I thank you for calling, and I wish you well. Goodbye.
Ron and Mary Knappen are the owners of Phone Co. Inc. in Galesville. They talked with us about their huge multi-decade collection of antique phones, which they're now looking to pass on to the right owner or owners.